Mind Dots. I'm Dr. Latif, and I'm the host of the Money Fit MD podcast. This is where we help badass women physicians just like you learn simple and effective tools to build wealth from the inside out. That way, we can create wealth and bigger impact without all the burnout. Enjoy the episode. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode on here. So this is not my regularly scheduled interview or recording, but I've had a topic in mind that I wanted to share with you guys, and it's been on my mind so much. So I'm like, you know what? It's worth getting it out there than me waiting for a perfect time or perfect audio. So if this quality is bothering your ears, you have my permission to stop listening. However, I do think this may be of value to some of you guys listening. So that is why I am recording it. For those that we haven't met, I am Dr. Latifat, aka Money Fit MD. I'm the host of this podcast, or wherever you're listening to me, I'm the host of the Money Fit MD podcast, YouTube, and all those other stuff. And everything that we do on here is to help humans, specifically women physicians, build wealth and have money so that we can live life, take care of ourselves, and live life really purposefully. So earlier this week, I love podcasts. I love podcasts. I love listening to podcasts when I have some downtime, when I'm driving. It's like my audio library. So when I'm taking a walk, I love listening to podcasts. It's a really accessible way for me to learn and listen to things. And if you're listening to me on my Money Fit MD podcast, you probably love podcasts too. One thing that I was doing this week was I listened to a podcast that I normally listen to, and there was someone that was being interviewed on that podcast. So I listened to that episode, and she was so amazing, and I just loved it. It was my first time hearing her being interviewed, and this is Leila Hormozi. She is the business partner and co-starter of Acquisition.com with her husband, Alex. And, you know, I've read Alex's book. I've listened to it on Audible. I've read it in paper form. I listened to some of his podcasts. He's great content. And I know that his wife is also like a badass, but I haven't actually heard her, or at that point, I hadn't heard any interviews of her. So this was my first time hearing her interview, and her brain was incredible. And I know that a lot of times we talk about success, and you may have heard people say things like success leaves clues, and it is true, but it is not in the way that most of us think. Most of us think about success leaving clues, and we're looking at what people are doing, how they're acting, and all that stuff. But when I think of success leaving clues, I'm thinking of the brain behind the strategy. I'm thinking of the mindset behind. I'm thinking of their thoughts, their character. That's what I'm thinking about. Because when I look at their thoughts, when I look at their character, I'm able to make those mine. And then I create whatever I want to create from that space, as opposed to trying to sort of look at how people are acting or behaving or producing and trying to do the same thing. I don't do that. I think it actually leads to the lack of authenticity that we kind of see around. So I loved hearing her voice. I loved hearing her thoughts. I loved hearing her brain. I was like, I actually listened to that episode twice, which, you know, I do sometimes when I'm listening to something that is super, super amazing. And then what I found myself doing is what I normally would do, which is I search for that person. And I think it was like the next day. By the next day, I'd listened to like 6 or 7 interviews of her. So by that time, I really, really know her. I know her thoughts. I've studied her. Like, I've studied her thought. I've studied how she's acting, like her character and all that stuff. And it made me pause for a second, because this is something that I was doing unconsciously, because I have pretty much mastered doing that. And it's become more of a habit for me that when I find someone that I really like their mindset, I like the way they think, I like the way they process, I take the time to study them. And I realized that this is something that I may be taking for granted, because it may not be something that you are doing. And it's been such a valuable thing that I've done in different parts of my life that I really wanted to record this for you guys on the podcast to teach you and share with you how I learn from experts. I am a huge fan of coaching. My money goes where my mouth is. So I spend a lot on coaching, which has been a great asset for me. So I pay for all that stuff. However, there may be people that I'm just hearing about, or I'm just not ready, or I'm just choosing to not be a part of their inner circle yet, but I can still learn from them. And so what I found is that podcast is a great way for me to do that. And it could be podcast, it could be YouTube or whatever, whatever. But this is what I do. And I'm going to spell it out to you guys so that you can also potentially do the same thing. If there's someone that you want to hear more about, someone you want to hear more from. So if I'm listening to a podcast and I come across someone that I like their interview, so maybe I'm listening to Ed Milet and he interviews someone that I'm impressed about how they're thinking, what they're creating, character, and I want to study them. What I would now do is I would go on whatever podcast platform that I'm listening to. I would put their name and search for their name outside of the individual podcast that I'm listening to so that I can actually see all the places where they have been interviewed. And then I go down and I listen to every single one of the interviews that they've ever had. What that means is, for example, with this specific example, I listened to maybe about like 10 or so of interviews she's done over the last 2 or 3 years, so that now I have an idea of just seeing how she's progressed over years. I see some of the challenges she'd had, some of the fears she's had, some of the mindset suggestions she has, some of the character stuff. And this specific person, her work is in helping companies that are 7-figure companies become even like larger, 8-figure, 9-figure, and whatever the heck they want to create. So I love studying people, and I truly, truly believe that success does leave clues. So that is something that I wanted to share with you guys, and I think it may be helpful for some of you. So for example, if you like listening to my podcast and you want to hear other places that I may have gone to speak on, or I have a guest that you really, really love, just simply go to your podcast listening stuff, whatever, if you're Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and just search for their name and look for all the other interviews they've done. And now you can get to listen, you can get to learn. And that is how I learn from people that may not be easily accessible to me right now, or I'm just choosing to not be, you know, sort of like in their inner circle, or maybe they don't even have a coaching program and all that good stuff, so that I can learn from whoever the heck that I want to learn from. And as I'm saying that right now, I'm like, you know what? I need to go search for Kobe Bryant and see some of the podcasts that he's done, because I'm a huge fan of Kobe Bryant. I'm really bummed about what happened to him. I'm bummed about his loss, but I love brains. I love, because truly, guys, success leaves clues, and we can go start things all over again, or we can really dial in and learn some of the characters, some of the mindset, some of the brain stuff that people that you truly admire are creating, so that you can use that, integrate it into your own stuff, and create some of the magic that you are all about. So I hope this has been helpful for you. If it's been, remember to leave us a review. Remember to share this with someone else, because we are on a mission to educate all women physicians. We want every single one of you guys to be well, to be empowered, to be excellent. And this is how we do that. Again, sorry if the quality of this isn't very good, but I think it was pretty darn good content. So enjoy, and I will chat with you soon. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, Doc, the door to our money school is open for enrollment. If you are ready to take your finances to the next level and join an amazing group of badass women physicians just like you, in a shame-free, judgment-free, net worth growing container, you have to join us. Let's take your money game to the next level. Be sure to visit www.moneyfitmd.com/M, as in Mary, S as in Sam, B as in badass, just like you. I look forward to meeting you. Bye-bye.